You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back.
do something?
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Toga party.
Toga! Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Toga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click, click, boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're gonna lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is what will probably be the last week of the Robinson and Horty show, because we have a new show that will be replacing this one since Dan is actually coming back. For now, as far as I know, the replacement show will stay in the 10 o'clock Eastern hour for now, because Dan's only sure that he'll be able to do every couple of weeks, at least for the first month or so. He did say at some point, Ordy, that if he can get back used to doing it full-time, that you can take the earlier shift, though, which I'm sure wouldn't necessarily matter.
Well, how magnanimous of him.
Well, because, you know, everybody knows you've gotten old.
You know, he comes back from an aborted timeline and starts dictating programming on KLRN. How fantastic. Okay. Yes.
Bitter party of one, your table's waiting. Bitter party
No. It's actually, no, I could, you know, it's kind of funny because now that'll make all of my shows except for Cyber Chill and every other week thing. That is going to make my, so where else can we find you very, very difficult to vomit out?
Well, it depends, it depends on what week it is. Okay.
Where can we find you? Oh, you know, around.
Every other Thursday, every other Wednesday, I'm here. Every other Thursday, I'm here. Every other Friday, I'm here. You know, you can make it work eventually. And then, of course, there's every Monday because, you know, everybody's got Monday. So, yeah, last night was cool. Stacy and I launched our evening show to replace the morning show, so that was fun.
See, I didn't get the memo because after Aggie and Brad ended, I thought that was it.
No, Stacy and I are on first.
Okay, see, again, I didn't get my... Well, I didn't get home until late anyway, so I would have missed it anyway. So, fine, you are... So, where would we be? Where did I just check the fucking schedule?
Where are you going to be? Okay. We have a fucking schedule for a reason. Go read it. Anyway. But, yeah, so, you know, that will be every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern now, in... We've basically gone with the most quintessential Gen X podcast title ever. It's just called Whatever.
Whatever.
Pretty much. That was actually the title of yesterday's episode. It's our first episode. ... Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm probably going to find a way to try to work that in from time to time. Probably not every week because it'll get boring, but, you know, just occasionally throw that back in there. Anyway, so, yeah, so that...
Or you make this segment, you're just the most ridiculous thing of the week, is just, oh, whatever.
Yeah, we actually kind of have that idea in the works.
There's all kinds of potential.
So much potential. Oh, and then, so now they're kind of walking back the idea of whether or not I'm going to have to go back to the office, and I won't know again for another couple of weeks. But if they wind up doing that, I think what I'm going to do, since I'll do the show on Tuesdays now with Stacy and got the one on Thursdays with Jen, I think if they let me keep working from home, I'm just going to move Rails to 7 Eastern and then be the leadoff when G comes back. Because for right now, I'm just jacking his time slot. So, because he ain't doing a show until probably Toxic, because he's trying to finish his house. So.
Yeah, I know. The way he keeps talking about it, I just remember the money pit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
2 weeks.
6 years later. Anyway.
Yeah. But you're talking about, you know, they're still toying with your decision to go back to work or not. Did you see what Musk told his employees today?
Yep. Get back to the office or else.
Yeah. Or go to work somewhere else. And, or you can pretend to work somewhere else. So, yeah, Musk ain't having none of it.
Which I don't really know, because, I mean, I know that for us it's such a cost-effective thing. The only reason they're even talking about having those of us that do training come back is because they're wanting to start trying to do in-person trainings again, and they haven't been doing those. But each time they think they're going to start them again, something causes them to be pushed back. So they've done the false start on this about six different times at this point, so I've just started learning to just be like, I'm just going to wait. But at the same
just
time...
Just tell me when I have to put on pants.
Yeah, at the same time, I didn't want to keep spending the morning show up and then spinning it back down again because they can't seem to make up their mind from month to month, so it just makes more sense to just move it to an evening show because even if I have to start going back to the office, I'll be home before 6, so it doesn't
matter. Or you could replay it in the morning, too.
We could, but then that would be easier for you.
Well.
Why would we order these easier for you?
I was making a suggestion. Again, I'm the ideas guy around here.
Oh, is that what you're calling it now?
I don't know. I don't know. Man, I'm kind of loopy today. Okay. People are insane.
Yeah.
And, you know, it... Okay. Taking aside the fact that, you know, okay, you have the one insane side of Twitter that, like, well, why are there never any helicopters or anything whenever there's these school shootings and blah, 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 blah. And look at, so taking all that out of it, I do find it interesting how it's always in an election year. So they blew their wad on the SCOTUS leak too early, and we all know they did. And so they had to cover that up so they can use it later. And now that we're like, I mean, a lot of states have had primaries, but California is going into its primary next week. Not that it will be any less blue, but there's a lot of, I'm not a crazy Democrat, please vote for me instead of that crazy Democrat going on right now. And so they've really got to dial it up to 11.
California is so blue, it's time to go to the doctor about that erection. I'm just saying.
Right. If your state elects blue, never mind. More than four terms.
Please see a physician about your election.
Yes.
I think we're both loopy. Yep. This could be bad.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. So, people are dumb. And if you don't know why people are dumb, it is on social media. There are apparently two kinds of people in the world. And one of them happens to be the president. The president, just by a shotgun, now says that a 9mm will blow your lungs out. Yes, that is why cops need to empty rounds into people because of the stopping power of a 9mm.
Oh God. Yeah, actually I made the mistake of finding and playing that audio earlier, and it gets even dumber. Nobody's even talked about the best part, which is towards the end of the 4-minute clip when he starts talking about how the Second Amendment was never considered to be absolute because you couldn't buy a cannon back then. And I'm like, dude, seriously? You know how many people had cannons back then?
Yeah, most of the cannons held in private hands.
Exactly.
And it's like whenever they say, "Oh, you just want citizens to be able to own nuclear weapons," I'm like, "Yeah, I find those terms acceptable."
I want my nuclear weapons. I want my aircraft carrier, and I want my attack helicopter.
I think it was Andrew, the one that gives us our Twitter polls for Toxic.
Yep.
He posted something about the now Chad will help me out because I'm drawing a blank on the name. The Jeep fired short range nuclear warhead, like small tactical, you know, small battlefield nukes. There was one for sale, and it's like, oh, you just want people to be able to own nuclear weapons? Yes, I do. Because if the government has them, I should have them. But yeah, no, I mean Biden. Well, you know, the Second Amendment didn't allow you to have cannon. Yes, it actually did. Well, there weren't machine guns back. Yes, they could have envisioned an AR-15. Yes, they could have. I mean, the puckle gun, and yeah.
That's just it. These people don't understand history because there was actually a repeating rifle back then.
Yeah.
It was the predecessor to the Gatling gun.
I mean, it's like, there were very rudimentary forms of revolvers at the time, too. It wasn't like just Sam Colt all of a sudden had a good idea. you know, is Sam Colt perfected it. You know, everything has reached its pinnacle. You know, Coca-Cola, Colt. Yeah, that's there we go. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Coke went downhill when they made us take the cocaine out. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. Yeah. the M28 Davy Crockett. Thank you. That's the one. So, yeah, I mean, and the more people talk about, like, I saw one thing. Somebody made a quote about, I can't remember who actually said it, that an AR-15 will completely take your head off. And the whole attribution to it, and I think it was Rolling Stone, because of course it was, goes back to one guy in the 60s who said he used an AR-15 while in Vietnam and decapitated a Viet Cong with it. And on full auto. And one, they never made a full auto AR-15. And two, they didn't use them in Vietnam. That was an M16 guy. But, you know, let's not worry about facts. There's a narrative to pound.
Well, I mean, well, the issue is the AR-15 is actually designed to look a lot like an M16, which is why everybody's so terrified of it. Because even though it's a one trigger, you know, one trigger pull, one bullet, you know, it looks scary and it looks like something that you would carry in the military. And I love the tweets that all went out today about we should, since Gavin Newsom's starting a buyback program, we should just take all these AR-15s he's about to get and ship them to the Ukraine so they can take care of their country. If you're using a single shot rifle against the Russian military, you're going to die.
Well, okay, now here's the thing about that, is that you don't need an AR-15 to protect you from a tyrannical government, so give them all to, you know, let the government buy them back to you so we can send them to the Ukraine so they can repel a tyrannical government.
See,
excuse me?
I actually did that on purpose because I knew you were going to go there. Because that's the exact same thought I had when I saw that. I'm like, so wait, you're telling me that we don't need these guns because you can't use them to repel a tyrannical government, yet you want to grab all these guns and then send them to the Ukraine so they can repel an invading tyrannical government.
Okay, I just want to get this out there right now. I now identify as Ukrainian. Send me all the guns.
Guns? Hell, they're sending them, like, you know, rocket launchers and shit. So I definitely...
Yeah, I want a javelin. I want a fucking javelin.
I'm definitely Ukrainian. I'm just saying, you know, send me all the guns y'all don't want. I'll point them at Putin. Anyway. Yeah, the whole thing is crazy. I mean, you know, I'm not going to play the audio again. But the thing about it is, and I had to go find it, because the thing about it is, the media, even the right-leaning media, was taking what he said out of context. There's a whole, like, three sentences before he starts talking about what a 9mm supposedly can do, which is a lot more important that they don't tell you. Because apparently, according to him, this is a discussion that he had while he was sitting with a doctor at the number one trauma hospital in New York City. And he was told, well, you know, because he's back when I was a senator, all these deaths were starting to rise, but the number of shootings really weren't going up, but the number of deaths were. So I sat with a trauma doc and I asked him, and he showed me X-rays and he showed me the difference between a 22 and a 9mm. And the doctor said, well, with a 22, it'll bounce around and it might get lost somewhere, but we can take it out, like maybe in the lung or something. But if they hit it with a 9mm, it's gonna blow the lung out of the body. And I'm like, ain't no fucking doctor gonna say that, you lying bastard, because that'll happen.
Also, I actually know people who have died from getting shot with a 22. It doesn't just, like, get lodged in the lung and then they can take it out. It bounces around the rib cage, destroying all major organs.
Yeah, I mean, if anything...
There's no exit wound with a 22.
Yeah, the 22 is actually worse because the kinetic energy has to go somewhere, and since it doesn't have enough kinetic energy typically to go out the other side, it bounces around like a pinball on the inside.
Yeah.
And it damages every fucking thing.
No, a friend of mine in elementary school was accidentally killed with a 22, and that was the cause of death. There's no exit wound from a 22 long rifle.
And I said this on Rails tonight, too, and I'm going to repeat it here. I'm not so sure the same person that is vice president got people arrested for taking his advice about buying shotguns would be the person that I would listen to about whether we need gun control or not.
Right.
Same.
Yeah, there's a good meme floating around, too, about gun control and cake. Yeah, it's like, I have this cake. It's my right. you know, to own a gun. Here's the cake. And, you know, gun control comes up and says, well, I want, you know, half your cake. Why won't you share your cake with me? You know, and it was common sense for you to share your cake with me. And they share the cake with them. And it's all incremental to the point where, you know, you have nothing left but crumbs, but they still want those crumbs.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty much what they want. And the thing about it is, you know, and again, I said this earlier tonight, do your own research. Look at what happens in the societies where suddenly you go from a free person that can carry a gun to you know, suddenly you don't have the ability to carry one. Look at what slowly happens in every society in history where your weaponry is taken away.
Yep. I like to make the argument, too, that, you know, gun control is really just an extension of KKK disarming blacks. And then they start to, well, those are Republicans anyway. Nope. Why do you always want to disarm black people?
Yeah, that was one of the first things when I started doing all this and I started coming out, you know, pro gun policies and everything else. Everybody started sending me all these pictures of, you know, like the black family around the Christmas tree holding rifles. And I bet you don't like this, do you? Well, no, because they're holding it wrong. But other than that, it's awesome.
Right. Get your booger hook off the boom button. Off the bang switch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, literally, if you're going to take a picture, you know, and you're posing, just make sure your booger hook is not on the boom button, because, you know, it's not supposed to go there unless you're actually going to shoot somebody. Just saying. You have a trigger guard for a reason if you're trying to look cool.
Okay, just to kind of go with a tangent of the conversation going on in chat, the road weapon, you know, like when we get to that point of the road, would be a Ruger 10/22. Because you can carry so much ammunition.
I can see that.
Yeah. No, I have a Ruger 10/22. It's of all my rifles, it's my favorite rifle, and it's the classic wood too.
Ordy's got wood.
I got wood.
Oh,
yeah, man. No, the stainless takedown, I want to get one of those too. I really like, a friend of mine got the takedown in black, and he said it's fantastic. They have one that you can break it in half and just shove it in the backpack.
Yeah, before all my guns tragically drowned, I actually had one of my favorite guns was the Judge.
Yeah.
I liked that one. But yeah, I don't have guns anymore. They all drowned. Tragic boating accidents,
yeah,
are terrible.
You know, I don't know what it is with gun owners being such bad boat captains, but we really are terrible.
Well, you know, I had my booger hook on the boomstick. It went boom.
Right through the yeah.
Yeah. Right through the boat. Everything sank.
You know, I almost accidentally did that once. We were out on Lake Powell, and my dad got me a 44 caliber black powder, like, cannon replica that you'd load the ball in. It was just like a little ship's cannon. And we were firing it off the back for fun, and I almost put one through the jet boat that we were towing.
Oh, boy, Ordy. What are we going to do with you? That's all right. I almost flipped my parents' boat when I was little. I was probably, I had to be 6 or 7 because my parents were still together and they got divorced right before I turned 8. But we were at the lake and my dad always used to let me drive. And for some reason, I don't even remember what it was. He got on to me and said I wasn't turning fast enough, so I just yanked on the wheel. Next thing I know, we're sitting at pretty close to a 90-degree angle and my dad is having a shit fit. He's like, turn over the other way or we're going to fall over. Then when I did, when he finally just yanked the throttle back, and I was like, he's like, I don't know how the hell we didn't just flip over. I was like, I don't know.
You see what God just did to us?
You told me to turn faster, so I did.
Just do it as instructed, Captain.
You don't want me to turn fast, don't tell me to turn fast, because I did. Anyway, but yeah, needless to say, I was never allowed to drive the boat again. Which didn't really matter, because like I said, I'm pretty sure I was 7. They got divorced a few months later and wound up having to sell it anyway. So, sad times.
So, it's Pride Month.
Uh-huh. and the Marines came out pro Pride.
I was, you know, okay, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that
it bothers me, but that's okay.
They're just so cringe. I mean, okay, I don't care if you're gay in the military, and that's. But the thing is, here's the thing. Here's what bothers me is that it's not that they're not any different than the rest of your crayon-y Marines. Okay, you don't need to celebrate them.
You really just that opinion is expressly that of the Amish. Don't come find me and kill me.
No, that's their own joke. They eat crayons. I hang out with a lot of
Yeah, the difference is they're allowed to say that. You're not.
Oh, I say what I want. Yeah, send me the letters. I'll take it.
The letters, hell, they're going to say you shit that blows up.
Well, you know, whatever.
Hey, I'm going to call copyright infringement in a second here. I'm just playing.
Still. The point being, they're not any different than the rest of your Marines. Okay? That's what's offensive about it.
Well, I mean, so my issue is not necessarily...
Did they do it for Black History Month?
No, not that I saw.
Okay, I'll...
And if they did, it wasn't a big deal.
Did they do it for Women's History Month?
But, I mean, so here's my thing with all of it. Why do we keep having... I don't understand why we gotta make everything about sexuality.
Because they're weirdos.
I don't understand that. I mean, the military is supposed to have one job. You appoint them somewhere and say, kill these people, break this shit, and then they come home. That's it. I don't need any of these social justice programs. I don't need any of this. We're going to pay for this surgery or that surgery. We don't need any of that. That's not what the military is designed to do. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old-fashioned for this shit.
No, yeah, it really annoys me. It's just so cringe. It's so... I mean, it was the worst thing of... It was even worse, again, I mean, just for the fact that, like I said, you know, they're all soldiers, they're all Marines, they're not fucking... Anyway, the oil companies who came out for Pride but didn't actually change, you know, with all their logos rebranded with a rainbow, except for in Saudi Arabia.
You know, they don't want to piss anybody off.
Yeah, where the oil comes from.
They don't want to piss anybody off. I mean, you know, they can't be pro-Pride in Saudi Arabia. That would be terrible.
For reasons.
Reasons. Oh.
What do you got? What's crying in your gears?
Well, I mean, one of the things that came out today is apparently Joe Biden's sick and tired of his administration trying to fix his fuck-ups. In his own words, he's like, you guys walking back everything that I say is undermining my credibility and giving GOP people talking points. But they're trying to fix your mistakes, bro.
Let them fight. Let them fight.
Oh, no. I'm just calling attention to it because I'm popping popcorn. But at the same time, like I said, I said...
Careful, there's going to be a popcorn shortage.
Shut up, man. There's a shortage of everything. Don't take my popcorn! Anyway, sorry. But yeah, no, I said this a couple of weeks ago. Now I can't remember what I was going to say because I got distracted because you threatened a popcorn shortage.
Okay, no. So, Biden mad that they're... undermining him by walking back the stupid shit he says.
Oh, yeah. So I said this a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't imagine being a part of this guy's, you know, staff that has to spend most of their working day walking everything back that he said from the day before just for him to come back and say, yeah, I meant it. I meant every word. And they're like, oh, fuck. Can we just muzzle this dude and be done with it? Because you know that's what they want to do. Just, you know, up his meds. We'll figure it out. Same.
Even the Black Lesbian Press Secretary she did not have a good day. She just did not have a good day today. She just, I felt for her in that, you know, Ducey, God love him, is not making, I mean, he didn't make Psaki's job easy, but she's just terrible. I mean, she was well practiced from her time at State. That this new one, this new girl, she's just so.
This one is literally fresh meat in the grinder. I mean, she just was not ready for this at all, dude.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure she was. I mean, I don't know what her priors were, but if it was just like a PR for activist group, you're not dealing with a hostile, press in that position. She just looks like a deer caught in traffic when even the alleged friendly press is going, now wait a second, we want our 16 cents back.
Well, I mean, that's just it. At this point, even the friendly press is starting to realize that this administration was caught flat-footed on so many things. I mean, you had the,
everything.
I mean, you had one of the most prominent members of the financial staff basically admit, hey, we were wrong about inflation. And everybody's like, hello, welcome to the party. And then you've still got Biden trying to tout the positives. He's talking, well, under my administration, we've created 6.5 million jobs. Well, no, actually, you haven't. Most of those were people that were returning to work. And if you go back to 2019, before we had to start sending people home, we've actually lost 9.3 million jobs. So we're still operating at a deficit, even though we have a much larger population than we did in 2019. So good luck trying to spend that one, bro. Have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Oh, go ahead.
Huh? What?
No, go ahead.
No, go. Go.
I was going to say this administration tries to pull out the magic numbers all the time. Like, they're bragging about the fact that, by this time next year, supposedly the deficit's going to be down $1 trillion. Well, why they're projecting that it's going to be down by that amount is because all the COVID spending is drying up. But if you go back to pre-pandemic standards in 2019, we're actually still $1.5 trillion above where we were then as far as being in debt. So, again, yay for magic numbers. They don't work, Biden.
Also raising taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, ooh, that's sassy.
So, yeah, Biden's magic math no worky.
Yeah, and, he comes out today, he's like, look, okay, I don't have a quick fix for the gas prices and the food prices that I fucked up. Yeah, and the whole thing just sound, eerily like the same speech that Obama gave with his, I don't have a magic wand to fix it. I wish I had a magic wand.
Yeah.
That I could fix.
I wish I had a magic wand that I could wave and make all this better. It's funny, though, because what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of what dictates our prices anymore is the futures market. So if he was actually just to go ahead and open up drilling again, things would almost automatically start falling back down. But he won't. Because he's already said the quiet part out loud. He wants the pain at the pump. Because he feels like the pain at the pump is forcing people to go green, which is what he wants.
I don't know about in your area, but in my area, I'm seeing a whole lot of Suburbans for sale.
Because they can't afford to put gas in them anymore.
I'm seeing a whole lot of Toyotas around. And granted, I mean, I love my Toyotas. Don't get me wrong. I've got three of them now. But, yeah, I just,
I mean, if things don't change soon, they're going to, the Amish are going to upgrade their wagons and just start hauling, having Suburbans drawn by horse, just because might as well, can't put gas in it anymore, so you might as well get
some. I'm opulent, mine would be an Escalade.
Yeah, whatever. Well, if you go an Escalade, make sure you put the spinners on, just saying.
Absolutely, and ground effects.
So anyway, what's going on in your neck of the woods that you want to talk about?
Well, you want to go to commercial so I can refresh my tea, and then I've got,
Yeah, we can do that. Hang on just a second. We haven't really been taking breaks lately, so I didn't load anything, and now it's being silly, so hang on just a second.
We need to take more breaks.
Well, no, it's just...
not as many breaks as they wanted us to take over at Mojo, but, one would be nice.
Well, it's just, because we've been getting such late starts lately, we've been kind of blowing through the breaks and not worrying about it, but... Sorry, I didn't really cue anything, but it's actually loading now, so hang on just a second. Why did I say that? But it's still not doing what I wanted to do. Why are you being dumb? Okay, just took it a second. There it goes. Why not? We'll run with this one. It's been a minute. Alright, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Or if you do, make sure you come back in about 4.
Yeah. That is straight from Morning
Founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, $1. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, and aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand-name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had 1 blade and polio.
Looking good, Pop-Up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay.
So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate. I know jiu-jitsu. I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey.
program, ladies and gentlemen. Robinson and Horty coming at you live right here on KLR Radio. We are America's Podcast Network. This is the last show of the evening for Wednesday night's Chat Lives Matter Night lineup, but we're going to end it strong for you here. At least we're going to try to. I don't know about Horty, but I'm starting to run out of steam.
I got a second wind. I refreshed my iced tea.
Woohoo! Wait, regular iced tea or Long Island? Asking for a friend.
Regular.
You're no fun. You're no fun.
It's a work night.
Whatever. There was a time that would not have stopped you, sir. I'm disappointed. No, not really.
Sure. So chat's still talking about Rooters. Now we're talking about the LCP. And, I kind of want one of those, too.
Yeah. Chat kind of goes off and does their own thing so most of the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started it with the cut with, you know, talking about, you know, my road gun. The road gun would be the Ruger 10/22, and I had no idea our listeners, our friends, our chat folks were such Ruger fans.
No, honestly, for the most part, I have limited experience with Ruger, but for the most part, I'm really not a fan. Yours, the one you mentioned, is probably about the only one that I like. I really like the graphic Jeff just dropped while we were talking about all of our guns being lost in lakes and shit. He's like dropping a graphic for Stoner Scuba Services.
Yeah. Recovering lost guns.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, so I really think I do want. I'm going to go see if I can get one of those LCPs while they're still legal in California. If I can get them in California. Because California requires all new manufactured guns to have something that doesn't actually exist.
Which is?
Micro stamping.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good luck with that, because that's not a thing yet.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. SIG, Colt, everybody, you know, everybody's just told California, we're not playing your silly little games. Get fucked.
Y'all apparently don't want our guns anyway, so we'll just sell them everywhere else.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a pretty neat way to get around saying you don't want to ban pistols.
Just saying they have to do this, and it's something they can't do, so then you can't sell them anyway.
Oh, pistols aren't banned. They just have to have micro-stamping. It's not a thing. It doesn't exist.
I'm not really surprised. This is California we're talking about. So,
You know what? I would love gun manufacturers to actually make it a thing just to call California's bluff. Okay, we got micro-stamping now, so all of our guns are legal again.
Oh, no, your micro-stamping doesn't fit our criteria.
So you saw Dominion voting was in the news again?
Actually, I did not see that, but I'm not surprised.
There was a report that their voting systems can be compromised. Excuse me. Sorry, I was sneezing. Apparently there's 19 states where their voting systems can be compromised because of basically, when they print out the ballot, all of you know, and if you don't know, if you're new to the show, if you're new to listening to me on KLRN, I do I'm the technician for the American for the ADA voting machines in my precinct, at the time, the last election, well, it became apparent after the last election, Dominion voting really wasn't up on my radar, but then I realized, holy shit, these are the machines we use. I can be very certain, knowing my county's policies and what we do, that we don't fall into the normal Dominion fuckery. And the reason for it is because what the problem with the Dominion voting machines that can be compromised is because they print in barcode, not Q code. And even though we say on CyberChill, do not scan the Q code, that's for things out in the world. Q code is actually not bad. It's jinky. You don't want to like just walk with your phone and start scanning random things. But for the amount of data that can be put on it and data security with a Q code, it's in this specific application, I say okay. But using a barcode is dumb. Because everybody has access to a black pin.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not wrong.
I mean, yes, you would have to know what each of the bars and the barcode represented, but yeah, so that was the big brouhaha about Dominion voting going into many states' primary elections.
The machines that can be compromised with a Sharpie. Anyway, sorry. I don't know. I mean, the whole thing about it is, at this point, I don't trust our election integrity any further than I can throw it.
And with your bad knee, you shouldn't be throwing anything.
Well, you know. Don't judge me.
Yeah. No, I prefer paper. I mean, okay. In California, it's almost everything is paper. There's very few. It's like all the years that I've been doing a technician for the ADA machines, very rarely has anybody used one. You know, more people come up curious about it, and I walk them through it, but nobody uses the machines. It's all paper ballot. Now, mail-in ballot, I don't have a problem with where I live because it is such a region of the county voting forever. So,
yeah, I mean, we still do paper balloting here. I mean, it's like an old school ballot that's like Scantron, basically, where you just kind of fill in the line of who you're voting for, and then it scans it in. So, yeah.
So instead of a black pen, you use a number two pencil?
Well, no, it still does it with a black pen. It still works off the Scantron principle, which I didn't think was possible, honestly. I was like, wait a minute, how are you doing this with a pen? Because, you know, I was told, you know, I know when I was a kid, it had to be number two pencil. I guess the technology.
So you vote by slalom?
Pretty much.
You just make a slalom course when you don't know the answers.
You know, A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah.
I remember that when I was a kid, when I didn't want to take a test. It'd be like, B, 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 C, D, A, and then just start making it, and literally make it like a slalom course. I only really did that kind of stuff in fourth grade. That was the year my parents got divorced, so I didn't really give a damn. I mean, I was a bad kid in fourth grade. And the sad thing is, I actually technically passed, but I didn't do as good as my mom knew I could do, so she held me back. So I wound up graduating in 92 instead of 91.
Damn it.
Because, you know, anyway. But yeah, so, you know, I don't know. But, so anyway, we are down to the last few minutes. What you been watching?
You know what, because, you know, it's like we were talking about before the show, I've had a really busy week. So I've just needed background noise to fall asleep to, and I went back to the first season of Eureka.
Nice. I've been kind of falling asleep watching Castle only because The Rookie just ended for the season. I gotta get my Nathan Fillion fix, and I've already watched all of Firefly again. But yeah, anyway. Honestly, for me, last couple of weekends, I've actually been hitting the movies, which is unusual because I haven't really been doing that for a while. So my son and I went and watched the new Doctor Strange movie two Saturdays ago, and then this last Saturday, Ashley and I went and saw the new Top Gun movie, which was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be, so I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I'm hearing all great things about it, so...
Well, I mean, it's got the standard Top Gun cheese in there, but it was still a really good movie, like, especially once...
Was there homoerotic volleyball?
No, it was actually football this time.
Oh, okay.
But it was co-ed.
So, wow, my slip there was actually right. So, it's co-ed.
Well, it was co-ed this time, so it was less homoerotic and more just...
Gotcha.
But, yeah, anyway. So, yeah. Because this movie took so long to come out, there were all kinds of things that we were hearing about when it first tried to be released before COVID, because, you know, it had lots of Chinese funding, etc. So they had done all kinds of things to try to keep the Chinese happy with the movie, and the Chinese backers pulled out anyway, which is why it took so long for everything to eventually get released. So they went back in and fixed all the shit that China was pissed off about, because it's not going to play in China now anyway. So I was kind of happy to see that they weren't airbrushing the jacket anymore. I was like, oh, all the patches are there. Yay.
Yeah, we're actually going to be covering that on Culture Shift tomorrow.
But yeah, so that was the first thing, because like I said, I had lost track of some of this for a while, because for a while everybody was like having, oh my god, it's got Chinese backing, and they're trying to get them to do this, and do that, and do this, and do that, and then China pulled out anyway, so they went back in and put all the shit in that China wanted them to take out, and I was like, woohoo!
Yeah, it's kind of a warning shot, too, because it's like, so China has gone out of their way to alienate Disney, Fine, whatever. The Top Gun movie, they backed out of because of the backlash of everybody wanting to have the Taiwan flag in it, so they went ahead and put the Taiwan... It might also start to become PC to bash China rather than fillet them like the NBA does. So the NBA is going to find themselves in a really sticky situation really soon because it seems that Hollywood wants to turn on China right now.
China is asshole!
It is asshole.
So what you're saying is we were ahead of the curve.
We've always been ahead of the curve.
Because we've been slamming China now for, years? But anyway, no, honestly, you know, the whole story finally came out shortly after the premiere weekend, and that wasn't the only reason China pulled out. Like, China saw that, you know, that even with everything that they had wanted to have changed, they were like, oh, this is way too much of a pro-American movie. You can't run this here. It's banned. So they're like, okay, oh, cool.
Gee, Top Gun is a jingoistic movie?
Yeah,
you know, no way.
Who would have thought? but honestly, I mean, you know, even though I talked about this the other night too, but at the same time, even though it took, I mean, Top Gun, the original one came out, I believe I was probably 13 or 14, if I'm doing the math right. So, I mean, we're talking about a sequel that took nearly 35 years to get here.
It's the same as with Ghostbusters.
No, that was a decent sequel. There's a difference.
Ghostbusters. No, that's because that was the joke. I have completely Ghostbusters 16 is completely retconned.
So you're
retconned. It doesn't exist. Even according to Ghostbusters, it doesn't exist.
Well, that's just it. The original Ghostbusters sequel, Ghostbusters 2, was not too far after Ghostbusters 1. So for you to say it took 35 years for a sequel, that just means a decent sequel. Anyway.
Yeah, 2 wasn't bad.
2 sucked balls.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. Having seen what they did in 2016, it really redeemed... You know, it's kind of like how Biden is making Carter look less inept.
I mean, I didn't say that the 2016 reboot didn't make Ghostbusters 2 look more appealing, but compared to the first one, it was terrible.
Absolutely.
Anyway. But yeah, so I mean, honestly, if you're looking to go watch something that makes you feel proud to be an American again, I strongly recommend going to see Top Gun Maverick because it had almost all the same feels of the original movie. It wasn't quite as good as the original, but I mean, let's face it, most sequels aren't. But it was definitely a good movie. So
good.
And I'm not saying that just because I have Regal Unlimited and got to go for free. Well, not really free. I pay like $20 a month for all the movies I want. So, but I like that. I've gone to 3 movies this month because I don't have to buy tickets anymore. I just go, oh, I want to go see this movie. Let's go.
Nice.
Anyway, 1% problems. What can I say?
Not right.
And that's the funny thing, though, you know, just to kind of one last aside on the way out the door. You know, when the left starts talking about the 1%, you know, really, they're talking about pretty much...
That's what I've been saying, you know, every time, like, you get Bernie and Yang Gang stands all riled up talking about the 1%, I'm like, my dude, my brother in Christ, you are a 1%er.
Because, I mean, compared to the rest of the world, we are the top 1%.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
And even if you're in an also ran former Britain, you're still kind of 1%.
Well, you know, can they really be 1% with their teeth though?
No,
just saying. That's why when they started talking about flying formula in from Europe, I was like, do we really want our babies drinking their shit to be their teeth? I'm just saying. I don't know if that's the best plan.
Boy, 2 whole C-130s and the problem was solved, huh?
Yeah. Instant problem solvage. Not really, because, yeah. Another thing.
The problem wasn't solved. The media just stopped having to report on it.
They stopped talking about it. But then, you know, Biden brought it right back into the spotlight because, you know, he's Biden. I didn't know anything about this problem, even though the factory got shut down in January until April, and we acted on it as soon as I knew. Really? Then what the fuck were you paying attention to, bro? Because we
Which all... is also bullshit because they told him. This was going to cause a major problem. And when pressed on that, he said, well, yeah, they did, but I didn't.
Oh, good Lord, I swear to God. There's going to be, like, an archive somewhere of all the stupid shit this man has ever said, and it's just going to be amazing.
You know what? Bring me back the salad days of Melee's.
I just, at this point, I want mean tweets and $1.49 a gallon gas.
Right.
What
is that? Fucker, I never had $1.49 a gallon gas.
It's not my fault you live in California.
Yeah, I'm actually curious because I'm going up to Nevada this weekend, and I'm curious what gas is there.
Something tells me it's not going to be much better than Costco. Where you are. I could be wrong. I said something tells me it's probably not going to be much better than where you are because I know right now all of our gas prices are hovering around $4.50 to $4.63, and I'm like, oh my God,
that's still $2 cheaper than me.
Yeah, but I'm used to pay. I mean, for us, high side was three something.
You know what's funny? As gas has gotten more expensive, I look at that $10 for mid grade or that 10 cents more a gallon for mid grade. I'm like, oh, you know what? That's not so bad. I'll take it. You know, when you're looking at $7, what's another 10 cents?
What's another? I mean, you know, well, I mean, honestly,
I mean, the best thing that's happened to my engine is this.
Yeah, the best thing that's happened to my engine is working from home. I don't have to worry about it as much. But anyway, we should get out of here because you got works tomorrow, and so do I, and we're up at the top of the hour. So, any final thoughts, my friend?
Eat Arby's.
Ooh, damn you! That sounds good.
Actually, you know what? I'm thinking I might, when I'm up in Nevada, I might actually go hunt out a Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm not sure I like you anymore. It's too late to be talking about food. I don't like you. Anyway, I know it's not your fault because you live in the past. It's still fairly early where you are. All right, folks, we are going to get out of here. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire, Deathly Door Logan, be excellent to each other. And I will be back with you tomorrow night for the Jen and Rick Show. And Ordy, I believe, has culture shift tomorrow.
I got culture. I got me some culture tomorrow.
You culture? Are you sure? Might want to get a refund for those classes. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, we'll see you guys later. Night all.
Hail hat.
We gotta do something. Absolutely.